All right, let's look to the Lord and ask him to bless. Lord, we thank you for the word that we have to preach today. We thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke, sets the captives free. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will be wrought and done in the service today. Give us victory. All that we go to do in thy name, save to the uttermost is our prayer. Deliver, set free, heal. And Lord, we know that you know the hairs in the head of each person. And God, if you know that, how much more do you know their needs? So supply those needs as they give attention and call upon you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The signs of the times are all around us. You know, if it was closed the first time you heard about the coming of the Lord, how much closer is it today that the Lord is coming back? And it's something that is said, but a lot of time it don't soak in. If you've watched any news lately, you see the problem that's in the Middle East. You see how they're encompassed about, camped about Jerusalem. And we're seeing the Bible unfold right before our eyes. Matthew, the 24th chapter, if we give attention to the first verses of that chapter, we find that, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one left one stone upon another, and shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" You notice there are several things in this question here. First of all, the sign of thy coming, and secondly, the end of the world. And I believe in this chapter that it deals with it to the uttermost. Amen. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Of all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow." Now, if anyone asked you what is the time schedule wherein we're at, the word of God is Daniel has said unto thou people. And then, of course, Daniel was a Jew, and he was referring, amen, that which would come to the Jew. We see the Luke, the 21st chapter, the time of the Gentile until that time be fulfilled. And at the fulfillment of the time, we're Gentiles, and our time is about to be fulfilled. There's something within the Jew that's made the Jew to want to return back home. They're coming out of every country and they're going back home. Israel was made a nation in the spring of 1948. And at that time, amen, and since then, they've been heading back home. And I believe according to the order of God's word that Jerusalem will never be overpowered again. Amen. And you see the tribulation, and basically the tribulation is, Daniel said, this is determined upon thou people, which is a Jew, and the purpose of the tribulation is to turn the Jew back to God and to make the Jew call on God once again. Amen. The Jew is God's chosen people. Bible said we were grafted in contrary to nature. And the word of God explains to us how much more will God receive that which was the Jew, which was his chosen people. How much more will he welcome them back in when he grafted us in contrary to nature? But these events are all around us. Amen. wars and rumors of war. Look at the earthquake, the tsunamis. Look at the tornadoes. Look at the things that's going on every hand and everywhere you turn. All these things are going on. So if we put us on a timetable, you know, there's a lot of people prophesying 2012 is it. Well, I can't say that. Amen. I can't say any date because the Lord said not even Christ, when he was here in bodily form, he'd had to lay down a portion of his glory that he had with the Father from the foundation of the world. And even before the foundation, he had to lay down a portion of his glory. And in laying down that portion, he did not at that time given the privilege to know when it would be. Amen. He said, only my Father, which is in heaven. Now, when he was glorified, amen, the Bible said, you know, they had said after the resurrection, and it's talking about, you know, that he appeared before them, and he had told them not to touch him, but then he had been glorified, and he appeared. He came through the wall, and he was there, and he told them that they could, told him, Thomas, he could touch him, amen, for he had been glorified. After his glorification and being glorified back with the Father, amen, then from that time on, yes, he knowed, amen, but in bodily form, here as the Christ that came to shed his blood on Calvary in body form, he did not know the time. And the Bible said, amen, and if you want to get yourself on the falsehood right quick, go to prophesying the time, amen, because anybody that's prophesying the time becomes a false prophet, amen. And God's going to reveal this thing, and he allows the signs, and he allows all these things to take place, that we can know it's near, we can know it's even at the door, but he don't tell us the day nor the hour. Amen. And this said, according to verse 8, this is the beginning of sorrow. So somebody said, where are we at? We are in the close, amen, of the 69th week. Amen. And 70 weeks, according to the prophet of Daniel, was given to God's people and was given for the completion of this thing. Now, the last week is divided into 3.5 years. You've got the lesser tribulation. You've got the great tribulation, which is broken up by, in the middle, the abomination of desolation, spoken of the prophet Daniel, whosoever readeth, let him understand. That's when the Antichrist is going to come and stand in the temple and say that he's Jesus Christ. He's going to tell the world that he's Jesus Christ. And the Bible said the Jews, they're going to flee out from that city. They're going to leave there because they're not going to bear witness of it. Amen. The church, amen, we'll jump ahead a little bit and we'll come back to this. But if we go over in, on over in the New Testament, and we get over in Thessalonians, we get over in some understanding. We'll come back to Matthew to finish up. But we get in some great understandings throughout the Word of God that allows us to know, amen, the lateness of the hour, the time, amen, and what is to take place, amen. The Bible said in Paul's teachings here in 2 Thessalonians, he said these words, amen, 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, amen. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. Now, you got to remember, chronologically, this was written, amen, when Paul was still here with them. And see, when Jesus went away, they began all their life, they thought he was going to come back in their lifetime. All the folks that was with Jesus, they went around expecting and looking for him to come back. But Paul was doing some teaching to make them understand that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Lord is hand. Paul said, we're not going to tell you it's at hand now, because it's not. Amen. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now then, you can preach the rapture. You can preach it anywhere you want to preach it. But if you preach it by the word of God, you're going to have to give attention to this verse. And this verse simply tells us that there must be a falling away. What's going on in the world today? One of the greatest falling away that's ever been. Amen. We've seen ever falsehood come along. We've seen the new Bible come out that's trying to mix the Holy Bible and the Quran and trying to call God Allah. We've got a mess. We've got a mess in this world beyond words. Amen. And here Paul said that unless this man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, the son of perdition is a spirit that was given to the devil all the way down through the line. Judas Iscariot took on the son of perdition spirit. The Antichrist, the devil, all these fall under the son of perdition. All right, as we refer to that and look at it through the entire Bible, that always refers to Satan or someone that's took over by Satan. Now, they can tell you anything they want to, but the Bible said, lest this man of sin be revealed, this thing cannot happen. So, what are you saying, Brother Goad? I'm saying that abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist stands up and reveals himself and claims to be Christ. That is the revealment of it, and the church has got to be gone by that hour. Amen. Now then, who oppresseth and exalt himself all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the abomination of desolation. This is what Daniel talked about. This is what the Jews going to flee out of that city. They're going to run. Amen. Because they're not going to bear witness. Amen. Now, and where do we fit in this? I'm going to tell you, according to the word of God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know that what holdeth that he might be revealed in his time. He's simply saying, you've got to understand that Satan is got to be revealed as the Antichrist before the rapture of the church, before all this takes place. Now listen, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. I'm rejoicing to know, amen, that the Spirit of God, amen, he that now letteth, amen, that which is the spirit that's in the church and the body of the Christ has to be taken out of the way. The Antichrist cannot be revealed until, amen, he be taken out of the way. Amen. Then when the saints are gone, the Spirit of God has lifted all the saints. We went to be with the Lord. Then according, amen, when Jesus comes, we're going to come back. Okay, Revelation, the 19th chapter, says we'll come back riding white horses. Amen. And the brightness of the coming of the Lord is going to destroy the enemy. The Bible said their eyes is going to be melted back into their head of the brightness of looking on his glory. Amen. I'm telling you, what a time, what a time, what a time it's going to be. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. I'm glad I'm among those that, amen, that's going to be of the first resurrection. And you can look at that, amen, in Revelation, the 20th chapter. And I mean, that is powerful, amen. Verse 6 of Revelation 20. Blessed and holy is he that has part of the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen. We're going to get to reign here on earth for 1,000 years. There'll be no tempter then. Amen. We are of the first resurrection. What does it take to be of the first resurrection? a man, woman, boy, or girl must be born again by the Spirit of God. They must be a Christian. They must be saved. They must be born again. They must have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And they are of the first resurrection. And they are of those that will be called away, amen, before all this great tribulation happens. So, and then, Brother Goad, you're saying that most likely we'll go through the first part of tribulation. Yes, I've always believed that. I've always preached that. Lord, the Lord has his privilege of any time that he wants to gather us out. But I'm simply saying, and I leave that in the Lord's hands because I do not know the day nor hour. You know, so I'm going to leave that totally in the Lord's hand. But I'm going to say this, that absolutely the church must be raptured out. The church, you and I, the born-again Christian, must be called away to be with the Lord before the Antichrist stands in the temple and declares himself to be Christ, declares himself to be Jesus. We cannot be here. You know why? Because CNN News, Fox, or ABC, NBC, or somebody would be there at the camera, and we would know better. We'd say, that's the Antichrist. But see, the world here without Christ is going to be blinded. You ever tried to tell somebody that didn't want to believe about the Lord? They just rend you with it. They just mock you with it. They just turn on you. They just come against you. They don't buy it from it. Most of the world don't buy this thing at all. They don't buy it. Amen. And the Bible tells us not to be unevenly yoked. There's a lot of people out here in the world I can't party with. I'm sorry. I have a lot of them out here I really can't have fellowship with. I go about my business, and some of them we do business with, we speak to, we have a communication, but I can't go party with them. You know why? Because I'd be unevenly yoked. Amen. And you get in trouble when you've got Christ in your life and you believe in Christ and you go out in the world. The first thing you ought to say to somebody, are you a Christian? And if they can't say they're born again by the Spirit of God, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Amen. I mean, that's point blank, but that's where it's at. Because we're not to be unevenly yoked. The little foxes is what spoil the vines. If you let people and you become friends and have close friendship with people that are not Christians, before long, them little foxes starts falling the vine. Before long, their natures and their ways start coming in against you and on you. That's the reason there had to be a separation. As some folks I just can't have fellowship with. Amen. Because they don't believe in my God. They don't know my God. They don't want to know my God. Amen. And I don't have no time on my schedule for somebody that don't want to know my God. Amen. That don't want to know him. Amen. And they've proven to me they don't want to know him. And I know preachers are like that. I know preachers that don't know him and don't want to know him. They've got one motivation, and that's to build their self-ego and to line their pockets with money. The Bible talks about doing it for filthy lucre's sake. Amen. Bible says you can't serve God and mammon. You know, you're gonna serve one or the other. You can't serve money. You can't serve money and God. You can't serve the devil and God. You can only serve one of them. Amen. Amen. But all this, according to the 8th verse of Matthew 24, this is the beginning of sorrows, and that's where we're at right now. Verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And you shall be hated one of another. There's a good gauge about how to gauge things. I've noticed here in our hometown, people that have form of godliness but don't have the true Holy Ghost, this county and town eats them up. But people that have the true Holy Ghost, they run from them. They stand away from them. They get out of their way. They literally just literally run from them. Amen. And it goes on to say how that, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Notice he said, and then shall the end come. Then ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. That's what I just went over with you and just declared to you. Amen. The Lord goes on down and he continues to tell the signs of the way it is. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. In verse 35, Matthew 24. Verse 36 says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And as the days of Noah were, shall also the coming of the Son of Man. It gives us several examples of how it will be. For as in the days that were before the flood, there were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And there shall be in the fields one, there shall be two be in the fields, and one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, ye know not what hour your Lord doth cometh. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. This is the key right here, verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think now, so is the Son of Man coming. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, who his Lord has made ruler over the household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over his goods. But if the evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant, and to eat and to drink with the drunkards, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and upon him his portion with the hypocrite, there shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. This gives us a floor mat of how it's going to take place. What are the signs we're seeing now? We're seeing earthquakes. We're seeing all kind of pestilence. We're seeing all kind of destruction throughout our nation and throughout the world. We're seeing wars and rumors of wars on every hand. We're seeing Israel encamped about. We're seeing all this take place. We're seeing the Jews go back home. And we are waiting the hours that lie ahead. The Bible tells me the trumpet going to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead, and we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever dwell with them. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up. The Bible says so shall we ever dwell with the Lord. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what church is all about. Church has had fellowship with the God that loved us to give his son for us that we could be a part of the first resurrection. What do we have to do? Bible said we got to believe in our heart and confess with the mouth, and thou shall be saved. Amen. Little to do on our part. Christ was that which that became the perpetuation, the price paid for sin. He shed his blood, and through the shedding of that blood, we can be redeemed and we can be saved. It was not the perdition. Your grandma, your grandpa, your mother, your dad, whoever, they may have been great dedicated Christians, but it's not by the tradition of the elders. It's by the precious blood that we are saved today by grace. May the 14th, 1959, he saved me in a farmhouse right outside of Christiansburg, Virginia. I remember the day, and he's been there with me through my trials, through my battles, through my sorrows. I come to know him as Savior that day. And all these years later, he's in my heart and my spirit, and I know him as Lord. If you don't know him today, you need to know him. Lord, we come to you at the close of this message. The coming of the Lord is at hand. And Lord, that's the message we cry to people today. Take heed and know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. They might be ready for the trumpet to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead. Lord, let all that call upon you today be saved. Let the backslider be renewed and reclaimed. Let that which is sick and afflicted be healed. That which is possessed by poverty, let them be cut asunder from it today. Lord, we ask, Lord, that the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of your word, that men and women be touched by your spirit. Go out from this broadcast to all the uttermost parts of the world, where it goes today, to the uttermost parts of the world. God, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch hearts to the four corners of this universe. Let the cry of the gospel go forth. For you said this gospel shall be preached to every creature under heaven's skies and then the end. Lord, we're calling today that men and women be saved. We know the end is at hand. The resurrection is before us. The coming of the Lord is soon. God, grant it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God love you. God bless you. Hope the Lord blesses you this day, and God keeps his hand upon you and guides your footsteps. The Bible said the steps of a righteous man, that means male or female gender, either sex, the steps of a righteous person are guided by the Lord. Put your hand in the Lord's hand today. Let him guide your steps. Don't go down through the life that you have before you, making it full of mistakes and blunders. But put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the waters and say, Lord, guide me and direct me in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you.